7:05 now here on News Radio 1140 WRVA. There's a study out that shows there's been a 20% increase in transgender-related surgeries, which is still a pretty small part of the population, but still it's a rather hefty increase. But here's the part that kind of surprised me a little bit. Richmond is becoming a destination to have that surgery done. Here to talk about with us is Dr. Neil Zemel. He's a Richmond-based plastic surgeon. Why Richmond, Dr. Zemel?
I think Richmond is centered in the Mid-Atlantic. We have access to Washington, D.C., and Tidewater, North Carolina, and Maryland. Over the last 4 years, we've seen a tremendous increase in the demand for this type of surgery. I think there are two factors influencing this. Number one, the accessibility of insurance. Patients have a greater access to care. Number two, the social awareness. I think these patients are much more willing to come out and seek the treatment that they need in order to become the person that they feel like they truly are.
So as it's become more socially acceptable, they're more inclined to do something about going ahead and making the transition.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, my job as a physician is to assist these patients in becoming the people that they want to be.
I know it's kind of an old stereotype, and I know you're not a psychiatrist, but is the adage a man trapped inside of a woman's body or a woman trapped inside of a man's body, is that accurate?
I think it is. I think it's a little more complex than that. However, you know, when we take care of these patients in my transgender population, it is really a multidisciplinary approach. So obviously there's the plastic surgery component of it, but there's also mental health. There's endocrinology. There are a number of other healthcare providers involved in taking care of these patients. In my experience, when I've talked to dozens of my transgender patients, I hear the same story that these patients will tell you at a very young age they have identified with a gender that they are not, and they feel like they've been put in the wrong body. So it's my goal, it's my job is to assist them on their journey to get them to the place where they need to be.
I know some transgender people here in Richmond. They were all females transitioning to being males. What is the percentage back and forth that you're seeing as far as women becoming men, men becoming women?
I treat mainly the female to male population. Most of the patients who come to me are genetic female who wish to live as a man. So most of the time they're getting what's called top surgery. In other words, they're transforming their chest and their breasts into a more masculinized chest. And that's predominantly where my practice is falling out right now.
I'm guessing, without getting into details, top treatment versus bottom treatment is a whole different world, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's from a technical standpoint, it's much easier to transform a female chest into a male chest versus doing bottom surgery, which has to do with transforming the genitalia. Much more complicated down there. And the results, I think, are okay, but certainly with the top surgery, we can give a very, very nice result. And frankly, these are some of my happiest patients. They are just so grateful and happy, and it brings a lot of joy to me and my staff and even my family that we're able to offer this service to them.
You know, times have obviously changed, Dr. Zemel. Clearly, there are people who object to all of this for religious reasons. Was this a difficult transition for you to make to offer this type of surgery?
Not really. I think, you know, politics, religion aside, I think this is really a human rights issue. I think that these are people who need to be helped to get to the place where they want to be. They want to live the lifestyle. They want to be in the body that they want to be in. Again, my job as a physician is to just take care of my patients, to give them safe, reliable operations, and to make them happy.
I was going to say, from an insurance standpoint, Dr. Zemel, how has that changed as far as what healthcare and insurance generally covers where it didn't used to?
Well, not too long ago, Medicare began covering transgender surgery, and so the commercial carriers are following suit. So I believe most of the commercial carriers are covering this surgery, which obviously opens up access to care, you know, from a financial standpoint for these patients. So I think that is also, you know, certainly increasing the numbers that we're seeing.
All right, Dr. Zemel, thanks for your time this morning. Take care. Richmond-based plastic surgeon Dr. Neil Zemel joining us here on News Radio 1140 WRVA.